Proclamation number 6851, dated the June 14th, 1957. Reunion and associations in the beyond. When souls which had been united in love on earth meet again in the spiritual kingdom, they can unite and work together if they have the same degree of maturity. Otherwise, one partner has to strive for the same degree, which, however, will be eagerly supported by the other. And then both souls will be supremely happy to be able to create and work together, although their sphere of activity is now entirely different than on earth. The spiritual bond delights the soul far more than the earthly one. They are remarkably helpful and of service to the still and happy beings, which are now recognized and loved as brothers by the more mature souls, and therefore everything is done to deliver them from their wretched situation. And for this reason they care especially lovingly for souls which had been close to them on earth and entered the kingdom of the beyond in a still immature state. The already mature soul can indeed recognize its lifetime partner in the beyond, but he will be unable to see the former and often wanders about in desperate search for his loved ones. Especially the desire to see their loved ones again is a significant factor for attaining maturity of soul, for the desire draws the loved beings close to the soul, which then will tirelessly endeavor to bring it to the degree of maturity which will at last result in a reunion, even if it is just for a short period of time. Then it will strive ever more eagerly to reach perfection. It is, however, lamentable, if two souls, having been closely united by love on earth, enter the spiritual realm in a state of darkness, if they sow disbelief in a continuation of life that it would not occur to them wanting to see the other one again. Such souls will not meet each other and thus wander about feeling incredibly lonely. And even if they think of the one they had loved on earth, he nevertheless cannot make himself noticeable because he is wandering about like a shadow himself, unable to see or recognize other souls. Yet the souls of light are also taking care of these. But they hardly can get through to them due to their unbelief. They don't accept any advice to improve their state, they are completely lethargic, and only the thought of people they once loved is keeping them alive. Yet the love which thus united two people on earth is also a blessing for them in the beyond, because the soul of light is capable of awakening in the soul a beneficial wish for the other, and this loving thought in itself can already ignite, irrespective to which level this wish relates, but it can be unselfish and therefore provide strength. And this strength subsequently expresses itself such that the soul will listen to the light being's instructions, whose advice promises to be beneficial for the soul which is loved. Immature souls still remain in the vicinity of earth, hence they merely feel separated but not as having passed away from earth, hence they try to overcome the apparently spatial separation and as a result also accept the advice of spiritual friends. And it is a great blessing if such souls are also granted intercession by people, as it will have a comforting influence on them and the gift of strength will result in the transmission of light, so that their thinking begins to become clear and realization will gradually dawn on them. But they will never be able to experience the happiness of a reunion as long as they have not found Jesus Christ. All efforts by the beings of light are leading towards motivating them to turn to Jesus Christ for help. For the state of darkness is the state of the unredeemed, the state of those who have entered the kingdom of the beyond without Jesus Christ and who therefore have to find him there first of all. Love can also prompt a soul to appeal to Jesus Christ that he might take care of its adversity. And if such an appeal on behalf of the other soul is rising up to him, he will truly consider this love with kindness, Then these souls will be approached by loyal helpers on his instruction. And even these souls will be allowed to experience a reunion day, and they will praise and thank the one who had delivered them from their hardship. Amen.